right now.
Did you watch it like 10 times?
I've been waiting on you, motherfucker. Oh, 5 minutes turned into 35 minutes. What kind of fuck? Are you in a different time zone and shit?
I'm on football 5 minutes, son.
Oh, my God. Ain't nobody care about them Vikings. Here we go, man. So we're just gonna roll right into it. This is the instant reaction to the Last Jedi trailer that just aired. How many times did you watch it since it aired?
About five times now. Five or six times.
Okay. So yeah, man, this trailer. So what's your immediate reaction out of this trailer? Let's go there.
Holy fucking shit. That's my dude. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
There's like, holy shit. Like, honestly, I'm like, oh, I couldn't even, I'm still processing the shit, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, my God, so much shit, so much fucking shit. God damn it. I don't know how you feeling about it. Are you right there with
me? Yeah, I loved it, man. It's not on the level of Force Awakens trailer, you know? It's not that level, because that was something special. You know, like, it was the fucking, the music, the anticipation for it.
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucking, you're right, you're calling it, that's
we had no idea that they were gonna take on the old universe, you know, like the way they did. They kept it old, they kept it dirty. You know, the destroyer in the background as Rey's on her speeder kind of thing, like that image, it's iconic forever. Like, my God, that's something that I'll always look back at. Now there's a lot of imagery in this trailer, but I don't know if anything's like that level iconic for me, you know. And I've watched it a handful of times too, since waiting for you to get on the fucking air, right? And it's, I don't know, man. it's hyped me up for sure. It's like, I know, no fuck, it's not lost on me. I'm super hyped, more than I was yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to jump into the seats, but it's not Force Awakens level hype. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel you. I'm fucking super hyped for this too. But yeah, that one trailer they dropped when we got the Han and the Chewie at the end, that Trevor was home. fucking jaw dropping.
Right.
Oh my God, shit. I hear you, dude. Yeah. I hear you.
We finally heard Luke talk, though. I mean, we've been waiting. That motherfucker's been holding his breath for 2.5 years, right? I mean, holy shit.
One thing too, Rich, you could tell his weight loss big time, bro. Motherfucker's in shape, son.
Yeah, I mean, that the beer belly's gone, but, you know, I think what the Sarlacc Digest called, you know, months ago, getting ready for The Last Jedi, that they're going to be relying on those flashbacks, and that image that we saw as Rey in Force Awakens had her visions is a flashback, and I believe it even more now after the trailer. You know, we saw that EW image of Luke in the darker robes.
Yeah.
And he looks trim, he looks younger. I think that was him shooting that scene and coming right off the set. And hey, let's get a promo pic real quick. You know, it makes sense, because that's the universe that they're playing with now when they have JJ part of it. Even though he's not directing this one, you know, his thumbprints are all over it. You know, so I don't know, man. It's exciting, because I mean the whole idea of he's Yoda, man. He's reluctant, right? He's reluctant.
Yeah dude. One thing I gotta call this real quick. That's right. Fucking just sticking out. It's in my fucking brain. I can't get it out. That whole flashback scene where, you know, Kylo Ren and them just tore shit up, and Luke's metallic robotic hands coming out of the rubble, dude.
Yeah.
So I think they thought Luke was dead for some. I'm thinking, bro. Right.
Oh, they left him for dead.
They left him for dead, dude. He's coming out of the rubble, and then you can see he falls to his knees right next to R2-D2, and I'm like, holy shit, everyone's gone. Everyone that was there was gone, dude.
How does that work, though? Okay, no. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to get that flashback, because, I mean, we're going to see the destruction that Kylo and the Knights of Ren rained on Luke's Jedi Academy. Obviously, that's the Jedi Academy. It has to be. And what I'm wondering is, how can they leave him for dead in the rubble? Because he's a force-sensitive being. Kylo's a force-sensitive being.
Yeah, Kylo would have felt him. He would have felt him. You're right.
Unless our boys over at Sarlacc, if they're correct, and maybe he's double agent, You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, he's good. He's good. Well, I took care of him. He's in that pile of rubble over there. No, you don't even have to check on him.
Let me feel. Yeah, he's gone. Yeah. His light's extinguished. Yeah, yeah. He's done.
Hey, what's that over there? What's that over there? Look over there.
Jedi mind trick?
Right.
Yeah, he's dead. No, dude, that really stuck out. And then plus we get the whole with the Rey dialogue at the end and Kylo's thing. That's not the same scene. It's the way they cut.
Okay, let's go right to that. Okay. Yeah, you want to go right there? Let's do it.
Let's go fucking right there. Then we're going to go back to the movie.
Look at her face, okay? She's carrying the warm tones of that scene. You're right. Look, any trailer's infamous for trying to bait and switch. They're trying to troll us so that we can't expect. Look what they did with Rogue One. Look what they did with Rogue One, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, but the color temperature in her scene and the color temperature in Kylo's scene, they're both warm. It obviously, they're around some kind of explosion or fire. She's talking to somebody. Look at her line of sight. She's looking up, right? Kylo's a tall motherfucker. You know, maybe this is the aftermath. Maybe this is something where, okay, something happened to Luke, right? We see Rey going, head to head with Snoke. Maybe some shit happened, went down there. She's like, I'm lost. I don't know. You know, Luke's talking about gray Jedis over here. I got Snoke over here trying to pull me towards the dark side. There ain't nobody on the light side. Like, maybe I don't know where to go.
I don't know, dude. You know what? It kind of looked like they were like on Mustafar, like they're surrounded by lava. There you think they'd take it back there?
Yo, fucking Kylo Ren is the he is the biggest fucking fanboy of his grandpa.
I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, bro.
Maybe he's chilling there.
It would make sense
for
them to be on that planet.
He put a condo up in Mustafar.
Don't even need a heater and shit. You're good, son. Oh, yeah. The air conditioner bill is gonna be high as fuck, though, for sure.
We know Rey is super strong. We know she's super strong in the Force. But
did you catch that dialogue from Luke? I felt some raw power like this before. Wasn't scared. Motherfucker's scared now.
I'm scared now because he knows what it was. Obviously, the raw power was Ben Solo. Obviously,
and look, Rey, the fucking floor cracked. The mountain cracked beneath them, son.
Yeah.
On some Force shit.
Well, I'm saying that was Rey's hand doing that cracking, right?
Okay. Yeah, that was Rey.
So she's super powerful. I've seen power like this before, only one other time, and I wasn't scared. I was trying to train that shit, and look what happened. It blew up in my face, so I'm scared now. I'm scared of you now.
That's Ben, then. Right? That's Ben, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But Snoke is able to Force grab her in midair. She's struggling. How much more powerful is Snoke? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm fucking saying? If Luke has only come across another power, another entity as strong as Rey only once before in the form of Ben Solo, how fucking strong is Snoke? You know what
I'm
saying?
Maybe he's talking about Snoke, dude.
Ooh, okay. Oh, okay. Maybe.
Remember, the whole thing started where Snoke took Ben. I want to fucking call him Jason. Took Ben underneath their fucking noses and took him and seduced him to the dark side. Maybe Luke felt him. Maybe there was a struggle, a battle between them, and Luke's like, holy shit, it's too fucking powerful. Let's break. Let's get Ghost. You know what I'm saying? And I think he's talking about Snoke, dude. Maybe. Not Ben.
Yeah, maybe. Because, you know, obviously my conclusions go towards Ben Solo. That's okay. Of course he's talking about his previous student. But maybe you're right. Maybe they're bait and switch right there. The other thing is, he's been around Yoda. And he's measuring Ben or whomever he's speaking about and Rey stronger than Yoda, than Master Yoda. Those are the power levels we're talking about. He's been around the Chosen One, his fucking daddy. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? He's been around Vader.
But Vader wasn't at his power peak, dude.
Sure.
When he caught up with him, you know, half his limbs were fucking gone. All the midichlorians were fucking out of his, you know, his legs and shit was gone, son.
Right.
That's mostly robot, but he was still powerful, but still.
He's trying to keep himself alive. Something more powerful than that.
Dude, I'm telling you, it has to be Snoke. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Who the fuck is Snoke then? Why is Snoke so goddamn important in the Skywalker saga? And we're just hearing about him. We're just now.
He dig his players.
I don't know, man. Maybe, I mean, I've been here. There's so many fucking theories. Oh my God. You know, and if you really want to delve into that rabbit hole, you tune into the Sarlacc Digest every other Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
They break those theories.
Yeah, they're on it, dude. They are on it.
One of the theories that I've been one of those theories I've been reading about and hearing about is that Tarkin is a Snoke, a survivor of the Death Star. I don't know how that's possible.
He doesn't have any. He never had ties to the Force. Never.
Never.
He's not Force sensitive.
All right, but why was that, fuck?
That's
why
out
was
the
he,
window.
Why was the Emperor so close to Dune? Why was he so
that
close?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, but he was so close to Tarkin that he put a leash around his prized pupil.
No, Leia would have felt that. Luke would have felt that. Ben would have felt like there's another Force sensitive guy here. They would have been called. That would have hate that. Oh, that Arnold would have upset Rich.
Yoda.
Don't have me in the theaters.
Yoda.
December fucking. When is that? December what?
14th.
14th. In the middle of the fucking crowd, Arnold Ford is upset, Rich. Don't have me doing that shit.
I don't think we're in any danger of that, dude. This shit's going to be shaping up to be great. But, you know, this is the thing, though. Fucking Palpatine had Yoda and the council fooled. That motherfucker was, you know, wheeling and dealing with the council.
Yeah, he hit it. He was so powerful, he could hit it from them,
right,
dude.
Right?
Fuck me. Okay. We'll get back to that some other time, maybe on a weekly show or something. Uh-huh. We fucking gotta talk about this. I know this is fucking, everyone's seeing this shit with that, oh my God, he's gonna kill his mom. That whole fucking scene, Rich.
Yeah.
Try fucking going through that, her filling him, oh, that's my son.
That has he's to be the closer. Same scene. That has to be and, it.
Whoa. It has to be. It's the same, dude. Come on now, because he's feeling her too. He's like, there she is.
Yeah.
And then that whole background dialogue, hey, you got to kill your past.
Yeah.
Only way to be stronger, kill your past. Let go, shit.
Has to be. Dude, can you imagine when that goes down? Rich.
I got chills, son.
There's not going to be a dry eye. Not a dry eye in the theater when that goes down.
So you think that's happening? You think he's killing her?
Yo, so
call
my,
it right now.
My man Adam, the Urban Spidey, and his dad came up with that theory. Remember that shit? He dropped it on the Raw Live Unedited.
Right,
a few weeks ago, they came up with that theory. Like, hey, he's going to take his mom. He took his dad out. It's time to take his mom out. I subscribe to that 100%. It looks to be in the same scene.
Same scene.
Yeah. I don't think they're trolling us on that.
No, he's got to extinguish the light, Rich. He's got to extinguish the light to get that dark side in him. All up in him. So.
And you know how, I don't know, it's another way to mirror the original trilogy because Alderaan blew up. Maybe she dies in an explosion. Her people, her parents, everybody she grew up with, loved, all died in that explosion of Alderaan. And here's a way that we send off Leia in a mirror image of how she lost her people. Imagine you're the sole survivor. You're over Kal-El style. You know what I'm saying? Like you're the last survivor of your exploded planet. You know?
I want more personal, Rich. I want him to crash through the hall. Fucking do 15 flips out of that fucking, you know, you put the eject button in that fucking whatever machine, whatever he's flying, land right in front of her and just take her head, son.
Yo, check this out. He's coming at her. She's in the space shuttle, whatever she's in, right? And in the custodian. She's in the custodian. Right? And he's, you know, he's about to hit that red button. He's about to blast his mommy away. She senses Kylo, right? Because, of course, she's going to have the more stronger bond than anyone in the universe, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to feel Kylo.
That's Mom Dukes. That's Mom Dukes, son.
We're going to see her put that hand out, that Force hand out. She's going to stop.
Oh, shit.
Right stop in his track. Come on.
Stop it. And he's going to fucking play through. Oh, imagine him letting the missiles loose.
Oof.
They break through the hall, getting ready to kill everybody. She puts that Force hand out. Stops him.
And that's how she
stops
dies.
Shit to be here.
That's how she dies. She starts bleeding out her nose, herself? Her ears, her eyes are bleeding. She's too much.
Shit. Sacrifice herself to save the rest of the crew.
There it is.
That's heroic. There it is, Rich.
Yeah. I want that
that's
to happen.
Heroic as fuck. It's going to happen. That shit's going to happen.
We never seen her display the Force. Ever. Ever.
Bro. Uh-huh. Bro, you just fucking, you painted the picture. She's holding that shit up, Rich.
Yeah.
Holding it up. Blood coming out her nose, her eyes and shit, telling everybody, run for your lives. I can hold it. And him going away, knowing that she just flies away like with a smirk. She can't hold that long, dude. She's old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And boom, sacrifice herself, saves the rest of the crew.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that, Rich.
Dude. Yeah. Because he knows it's going to, like, it doesn't matter. She can't hold it. She's going to die anyways. Can't. Fuck it. I did what I came here to do, and I'm out.
But then that would defeat the whole theory of he's working for the good guys.
Yeah, I don't really buy that one so much.
Yeah, I think he's fucking full dark side. I think he's gonna die like. I'm gonna go and say this. I don't care what you think. I think he's gonna die like Jason Solo died, getting his fucking head chopped off in the novels. They're up close and personal.
I think this
is this movie and the last movie.
I think the whole point of the Skywalker saga is about the fall and the redemption.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think it's about.
Fall redemption. You're right. So. Remember at the end of it, did you ever read those?
No, not at all. Come on, get the fuck out. That shit don't count no more. Adrian, get out of here.
God damn it. Don't tell me. Come on, man. You hurt me. You hurt my feelings there.
I read Dude. Last Command. I read Last Command and Shadows of the Empire. That's what I read.
Gotta read Revelation, Rich. Mm. Gotta read Legacy of the Force, Revelation.
I don't got time for that shit.
Gotta read that shit. When she takes his fucking head, man, it's oh, is it Revelation? No, what is it? It's Fury or Inferno. One of the motherfuckers.
That's like that's
me looking too much now.
That's like on some Tatooine fucking 42. You know what I'm saying? That's a different multiverse.
Invincible. He before Janus fucking cuts him down, takes his head. Spoiler alert. He reaches out one last time to save the ones he loves. He tries to. It's a redemption, son.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is Bane gonna go that? You think it's gonna do? They're gonna do that? That's gonna exactly mirror. Fucking Return of the Jedi, dude. Just like Vader, last minute, changed his shit.
I think what we're gonna witness, if I can just be like Babe Ruth and call it to the stands, I think that
point that shit out.
What we're gonna be watching is maybe redemption on the next generation side of shit. Like maybe Rey's just like, you know what, Luke's on some crazy shit right now. He's over here hermiting it out and. You know, he don't believe in his religion no more. He lost his faith. We have Kylo following a false prophet in the form of Snoke. Maybe both of them are just like, fuck our masters. Fuck the people that
give me a hand. Let's go make babies in the mountains kind of shit.
Or maybe it's time for us to come up with something new because the old ways don't work.
Don't work.
You know what I'm saying? Like, here we are battling to the death. Why? What are we battling for? You know, maybe Kylo doesn't know the full truth about his grandpa. And maybe that's the thing that pushes him over. Like, oh, shit, my grandpa was actually not all about Sith. He wasn't bleeding black. At the end, you know, he took that mask off. It took his eyebrows off and he told his son, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? like maybe that's like the realization.
I think they had to tell him that, dude. I think if they didn't, the stuff they didn't tell him was the shit, you know, him killing younglings and fucking was the terror of the universe. Snoke probably put him on that shit. And that's probably what, you know, he's all, your grandpa was this powerful motherfucker. You could be him. Mm. Fuck all that shit. You ain't heard about this shit. Let me tell you, put you up on game. And that's when he leaves, bro. We're going to get that flashback. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I love that they're dealing with flashbacks now. Like I'm not one to turn my nose up about that. I mean, flashbacks is a great storytelling device, man.
A great device when it comes to shit like that, dude.
Yeah, because then it lets us in. It lets us into the mindset of that character. Like, oh, shit, what is Rey thinking about when her eyes glass over, you know, and she's staring at some out into the fucking sunsets and shit. You know, so, oh, okay, she's remembering what happened. She was left. It wasn't Leia. It wasn't Han. It was Luke. Maybe the first time that he felt that raw power was when she was a little kid. And he's like, nah, I can't deal with this. I'm gonna send you off into the desert.
All that.
Just the fact that you can use that device to tell that story, and it doesn't have to be exposition. We can see it just displayed out for us. You know, played out. Yeah. And I love that they're introducing it at least into this trilogy. And we got JJ back for 9, so you know we're gonna get like at least 3 flashbacks in episode 9.
Oh, at least lens flare and everything, bro. I'm saying that shit's gonna be perfect. Yo, okay, this thing too. We gotta talk about this. And tell me how you feel about it, for real. Be honest. Mm-hmm. The Finn Phasma showdown.
He said, come on. That's what he says. Come on, motherfucker.
Yeah, but I wasn't there.
Oof.
Because she's supposed to be this bad. Well, see, you're not reading the comics. You don't know what the fuck going on right now. She's a badass motherfucker, bro. Yeah. She is a bad motherfucker. But
she's just a person.
And I don't think you both.
She's just a person.
Hold on.
Oh.
Can I spoil something for you?
Oh, shit.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not.
No, man, you know what? Fucking do it.
No. If you want to learn some shit, you pick up the goddamn comic. You read them shit.
I'll Wikipedia it.
God damn it. Breaking my fucking heart over here. No, dude, I'm thinking that showdown, it's not going to be worth much to me unless she kills Poe. And then he's a motherfucker. It's on now.
That's my man.
I don't think Finn.
I got his jacket. Yes. Got his Letterman jacket in my closet.
I don't think Finn's ready to fight a Phasma, bro.
Yo, he held his own. That's the only
thing, like, she's going to cut him down.
Come on.
Somebody's going to lose an arm.
He held his own for like a good 2.5 seconds against Kylo, a Sith.
Motherfucker was shot, bleeding, son.
Uh-huh.
Using the Force to hold that shit in.
Right.
Basically fighting with one hand tied behind his back.
Sure, but look.
Fucking around with Finn.
Look what happened with fucking Rey. Even still, Rey still had to. She was struggling a bit, dude. She was struggling a bit, even still, to the end. So I'm saying that I always subscribe to the idea, and that's why I hate the prequels, is that everybody has a touch of the Force. Like, it's not something that's like, okay, you got to be born with it. Because that shit makes it stupid. That's not what was attractive to a child of the 80s that grew up on the originals. Where we're just
what
like,
what are you talking about? That's one of the best things about the Force. You're born with that shit, son. It's only the chosen few.
You want some elitist shit. Then you want some elitist shit. I want to be able to like tune into that shit. I am one with the Force, son, and the Force is with me.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that nonsense, son. I'm telling you, dude, you got to be born with the shit. That's when you get swiped up by the Sith or the Jedi and you go on your fucking way. You choose your path.
Through a blood test. There it is right
there. That's the way it's always fucking
been. Go to your Walgreens and be like, hey, check my midichlorian count.
I'm on that Jesus shit. You better see if I'm the one or what. What's going on? No, dude, I don't think that's going to be.
I'm with that, Kylo.
I wasn't feeling that as much. I want to know why they're there. You know what I'm saying? Because Phasma, she can cut a fin down real quick, son. Real.
Dude, well, number one, I'd love to see her in action, in doing something.
We're going to see that. Yeah. We're going to see that.
I love that. She
has like a lightsaber staff, it looks like, right?
It's just like a spear or something, it seemed. I didn't see any lightsaber effects on it. I love seeing Finn just like, you know, jumping in the air. Because remember, he's got like some robotic back fucking shit going on now. You know, he's like cyborg a little bit.
Enhanced. He could be enhanced.
There you go. There you go.
Just like Phasma.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, just like Phasma. So Phasma's a little bit robot? What happened
there? Never mind.
It's two half humanoid fucking cyborgs going at each other? All right.
About. I don't know what you're talking about. Read the goddamn comic, dude.
I'm hyped for that. One thing
that got me a little like it's the whole we talked about a little bit earlier. I think we really got to go there. Hmm. When Snoke has her in the fucking air like that, dude.
Yeah,
she looks like she can't do shit, Rich.
No,
she is fucking what's it called?
Incapacitated.
Yeah, dude. She was out. And you can see his guard standing back there like, we ain't got to move. He got this.
He's got it.
He got it. That motherfucker just hand out like, you done fucked up. How does she get that fucking close to him, bro? Mm. Something happened. Something went wrong. This is going to be like an Empire shit, son.
He let her come.
Yeah.
He let her get close to him.
That shit was scary. That got my heart beating, dude. Got my heart fucking thumping.
I think, like, again, you know, to give another plug to the Sarlacc Digest, you know, one of the theories they always talk about is the entity of whether it's the Force or the Sith entity, that it left Palpatine. That cloud we saw that burst when he was thrown into the depths of the Death Star, the entity escaping.
By the light. No, I'm telling you, dude, that shit looked powerful as fuck. But
maybe it found its new host.
He even said it. Realize your full potential. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Kylo Ren. I found somebody stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
I found Sith. Always after the next. Palpatine. I got a new one, a stronger fucking apprentice. You know, when Grievous is like, yo, we lost our fucking mans. What are we going to do? We done, son. Nah, fuck that old motherfucker. We got somebody younger, somebody stronger. Don't trip.
Yeah.
They always think that way, dude. Always in the absolute. I'm telling you.
Yeah. And their apprentices or the second in command is always looking to take over. That's just how they operate. So, you know, you have a Darth Vader, like you and I can rule the galaxy, father and son. You know, we have always examples of the Sith trying to overtake or look for the next, like you just called out. So, I mean, they ain't loyal. These Sith ain't loyal.
Hell nah, son. They dropping fucking patty ones left and right.
Right.
They drop a right-hander for a left-hander real quick. It's just the way they fucking work. If they sense someone is strong, I wasted my time with you. Mm-hmm. She is stronger. Done. And they usually kill that motherfucker. So where's Kylo Ren and all this shit? Maybe Kylo Ren sees that shit. Oh, hear me out. Feel me on this one. Goes down there, saves fucking Rey. Ray's like, what the fuck? He reaches out, take my hand. We in this together now. Mm-hmm. There it is, son. There it motherfucking is.
Yeah, man. I'm super stoked for it. I can't wait to see the face-offs. The face-offs are getting me excited. I love the idea of Finn and Phasma going at it. I mean, those two, number one, you know, I love the idea that maybe he took out Phasma took out Poe. You know, like, that's great. Poe was supposed to die. And then, you know, it reminded me that image of them going at it. Come on. That image was, remember 2-3 years ago when we had John Boyega, he faced, what is it called? Like, he live streamed his reaction to the Force Awakens trailer. And then you see in the Force Awakens when he has the saber out, and then he's like, yeah, you know, you see him like, yeah, you know, and it's like, yeah, dude, you're into it. You're into that shit, you know, and then when we didn't see what happened until we got to the theaters, you know, he got beat down like a bitch. But, you know, in that moment, I was with him. I was with him in that moment. And so it reminded me of that, like, yeah, this motherfucker has heart, you know, like, I can't wait to see him going at it with even though he is going against a woman, right? I mean, is that misogynist to say? Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
She's a big bitch. Yeah.
So yeah, man, I don't know. I'm looking forward to those face-offs. I love the idea that Snoke and Rey are going to go at it, because that tells me she ain't the most powerful. Snoke trumps a Rey's power set. And then, you know, obviously we're going to have some go down with Ben and his mommy. I think we called it. I think that's how it's going to play out. It makes sense. And I should give the credit beforehand to Adam, because he's the one that opened my eyes to that shit, opened all of our eyes to that theory. I think it's a wonderful theory.
Yo, Rich, swear to God, dude, if that happens, like we called it, she reached out the Force to stop. I think I'm going to fucking pass out. I'm going to faint from fucking seeing Leia use a fucking Force fire. Hold some. I will fucking pass.
It's big.
Either that or just... my orgasm will fucking overcome me, dude.
Yeah, no control. Look, it's gotta be big, dude. I mean, this is likely her swan song. I know that they're trying to they say they have stuff for 9, but man, make it tight. You know, give us 8. We all know she's done. We all know she passed away. Give us a scene that's memorable. You know, give us something that's like, fuck yeah.
It's gonna be it, dude. I think we fucking called it.
Yeah.
That's gonna be it. Mm-hmm. Holy fucking shit. Now, this is it, right, Rich? This is it. We get no more. This is it.
We're done.
Okay, now my next question. Will this trailer hold you down to December?
100%. Because
you fucking good?
Yeah, it's a good trailer. It's not on the level of great like Force Awakens like we just opened up the show with. But it's great. It's good enough for taking me into December 14th. I mean, we're talking about a couple months at this point, right? And we'll get some of those Taco Bell commercials where they give us a little fucking 5-second drops. You know, we'll get a little bit more.
Little
stingers. Yeah.
I don't want to see none of that shit. You're right. I'm good with this one.
Cause you know, I guarantee we're going to get like the little evil BB-8. We're going to get the little evil BB-8 on a Taco Bell commercial. We're going to get BB-8. You know, on a fucking Pepsi commercial. We're going to get shit like that. Like, that's the stuff that we're going to be seeing.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Porgs all over the place, man. All over the place. They're going to be popping up on our...
all over the face.
They're going to be popping up in our McDonald's commercials, popping out of the McDonald's Happy Meals, like everything like that. That's what we're going to get them. We're going to see them on our Lay's potato chips, you know?
On our cup of noodles and shit.
Macaroni boxes. Yeah,
Campbell's soup. Dude, they're going to fucking whore those motherfuckers out,
all
son.
Day. All day.
So is this a fan... Okay, for you guys, for Rich and his family, is this a family event?
Yes, I bought tickets. So that was the other thing. They released tickets earlier than the trailer. I was anticipating, because I was talking to Marco on our last recording, and he's like, yeah, they're probably going to release some. Not only are they going to release them on the day of the trailer, but they're probably going to release them right after the trailer. And I remembered how Force Awakens operated, and it was just like that. So I'm like, okay, that's what I was expecting. And then... my man Kill the Mill, he actually messaged the RLU account. I was like, yo, the tickets are on sale. And that's what prompted me to go on Fandango. And I was seeing shit fucking sold out. Like my regular theater sold out. I'm like, no. So I'm going like to different cities and shit, because I ain't about to watch the 8:25 show. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to happen. I'm watching the 7 o'clock day one. There ain't no way that's not happening.
What are you talking about? You know you're going to watch the 7 o'clock. Get out and fucking see their tickets for the very next show.
I said, you know, way up in the back.
Way up in the back, son. We did that shit last time.
Yeah.
Like, holy, we have to fucking see this again right now. Yes. Right now.
I ended up going about 5 cities away, so I'm about 45 minutes to an hour drive to get to our 7 o'clock.
You know what? That's the good people right there. That's the real nerds. They're going to come out.
Right. So
it's going to be good.
We got our tickets. I got some D-Box ticks, so hopefully Johnny's going to be joining us.
That fucking, dude, you don't need that D-Box bullshit. Get out of here. With that.
No, this wasn't a choice, Adrian. This is what was there. This is what I had left to choose from. So it wasn't like I was looking for that shit, you know? So, yeah, man, I got the D-Box.
That's going to take you out of the movie, bro.
Nah,
a movie big, it's going to fucking take you out.
We saw Rogue One like that. We saw Rogue One in the D-Boxes. They're not very comfortable, but like all of the spaceship, you know, flying around, you know, you sway with it. When there's any explosions and shit, like especially a Star Wars movie, you're going to have tons of
audio effects. Need that. It's like you're saying, yeah, I need that. Fuck that nonsense. So go turn those tickets back in. Find yourself in another theater, son.
No, man. I ain't about. Look, this is the thing. I needed to make sure I got my 7 o'clock. So we got our 7 o'clock. And if something else comes up, if I get my real theater, if like they, you know, sometimes they do that. Sometimes they open up another theater, you know, within the theater you go to, another house.
Oh, fuck yeah. They're going to do that.
Shit. Yeah. And I'll grab those 7 o'clock. But I'm watching 7 o'clock. That's the point. I'm watching 7 o'clock. I'm watching day one. I'm going fucking almost an hour away just to experience that in a theater that didn't even serve wine, Adrian. There's no motherfucking wine there. What the fuck am I going to do? Bring my own box?
You're going to be in the movie. You're not even going to touch your popcorn or your drink. You're going to be so fucking in it. It's over, son.
Yeah.
This shit is going to be great. Holy shit. I can't wait, Rick.
Did you get your tickets ready?
No, not yet.
What are you doing, dude? Are you doing that fucking Sarlacc Digest Ernie the Fallen Fett shit?
I'm thinking, dude. I'm listening to my boys from the Sarlacc D, and I'm thinking I'm going to do some line talk shit.
Oh. No.
I think I'm gonna join. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get my 7 o'clocks and then get it later if I could walk in with the crowd. I think that's what we're gonna do.
That's the worst. That is the. Then you gotta talk to motherfuckers for like an hour while you went to the. I ain't got time for that shit, Adrian. I don't got time for that shit. I don't give a fuck about what.
There's a difference between not having time and not wanting to do it. That's where you're at. You don't want to fucking look another motherfucker in the eye. You'd be like you. Ew.
I don't care about your fucking experience, son. I don't care how excited you are. I'm excited enough.
That's fucked up. I don't know, dude. This it's going to do it. I think it's going to – oh, my God. It's going to be so good. It's going to be right up there, Revenge of the Sith, bro. It's one of my favorite Star Wars movies. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Jesus, with that nonsense. Yeah, man, it's definitely going to be – I think this trilogy is just going to be just great. Like, we're all going to look back at the last, you know, 7, 8, 9. We're all going to look back at him like, yeah, that was just fucking well done, you know? Whereas, like, you can look at the originals. Obviously, you can look at the prequels. And you can pick out – as much of a fanboy as I am of the originals, there's problems there. There's storytelling problems. There's visual effects problems. You know, there's continuity issues you know, like there's just a lot of issues if you really want to pick it apart, but you love it so you forget about it, right? And with this next generation trilogy, there's just a lot of greatness here, man. You know, I mean, like I say, the trailer, the only reason it's not great in my mind is because they already did great with Force Awakens. If I never had Force Awakens trailer to measure it by, this is a great trailer. You know?
Yeah,
so
they did do a real big call out to Revenge of the Sith, to one of the prequels. Did you catch it?
No.
Motherfuck. How many times did you know? How many times did you watch it?
Well, I don't like Revenge. What do they call out? What, Order 66? What do they do?
What? When Vader's walking with the stormtroopers behind him to the Jedi Temple, we get that shot of Kylo with all the troopers behind him walking up. Same shadow.
Nice.
Same. Did you catch that? Do you remember it now?
No, I know that scene. Yeah, now I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget about the prequels.
They call it back to Revenge of the Sith. Oh, Marsh. Dude, with fucking Vader. It's exact same shit. I was like, that right there. I was knocking fucking lamps over with the hard on I was walking around with, son. Fucking straight.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I can't wait. God damn it. I'm going to watch it again right now a few times, dude.
There it is. All right, guys. That has been our instant reaction.
We had to do this, Rich. We had to.
Right on. Yeah, it's so much so that I waited 45 motherfucking minutes for you to jump on the phone to have it happen.
Oh, and we definitely got to say, if you guys really want everybody listening, the fucking second-by-second breakdown, please join our buddies, our pals from the Sarlacc Digest. They are going to fucking tear into this trailer. They're going to give us everything that we miss and everything that you miss. These guys are fucking on it, dude. That should be released later on this week because they did it live, right, Rich? If I correct myself. Yeah, they did it live.
Yeah. Did a live stream. Starlight Digest, I think Marco did a live stream on his own account. That's Darth Moocher. I understand they're going to be doing something for YouTube. So look out for that on their YouTube channel. That's Starlight Digest. And they're going to obviously have something on iTunes and SoundCloud with the Starlight Digest podcast. And then you can also listen to it here at Raw Live Unedited. So definitely they're going to like, holy shit, that's going to be everything that we just didn't even catch. Because they got eyes, man. They got like 10 eyes on this trailer. You know what I'm saying?
They're on it. They're fucking on it. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm excited, dude.
Yeah.
Let's go watch it again.
Skywalker, I'm here to rescue you. Do you?